And you want to figure 100 to sloping areas. Family member as you lay out the 200 square feet perfect. Provide shade and other form space. Protecting people to spend time in terms of cooling. You expect them to do so during the summer or a nice shade tree to the patio roof or an arbor. A lot cooler than sun beside. Shadows or the cover if you choose Williams come summertime. Across the patio, shade tree one shouldn't stop the flow of air and should be tidy. Should that be your direction or excellent for smaller spaces? Large crepe myrtles, for example, out, so the flowers, but you'll need to plant them far enough all summer long. Don't drop all over the patio. They're the same space. If it's eliminate pests that want to share, don't answer the phone. But if it's Mr. Brother-in-law, change the locks to some fogging devices that mosquitoes. There are products that can help. Or put out citronella product in, and that will move the air. You can also put a fan. Use container plants around, and that will help as well. Kitchens, good patio furniture. Dazzling daisies in our next. I'm Neil Sperry. Program. Until then, happy garden.
Good morning, sports fan. Morning sports update on News Times. I'm Zach Taylor with your TAW. This is Fox 1620 WC Tractor. Your local award sports update is brought to you by W and Brian in Navasota. Winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. We'll make it 7 in a row. Good morning at 6:52. Baseball, the 14th ranked row for Fighting Texas Aggie Bay State last night. 7-5. Guys rallied to edge Texas full 8-game homestand. Capping off a successful win.
Well, it was a hard-fought game.
Here's Coach Rob Childress following the win.
Weekend in which they went on the road. I mean, Texas State is coming off. They're feeling really confident. They swept Georgia State and heavyweight fight. A lot of punches thrown. And, you know, it was a back-and-forth from the first round on. I mean, tonight especially, you know, come right back and you know, they score on a two-run homer. We get a big two-out hit, you know. Reed Chandler Morris hadn't played an awful and ended up answering back with it and had a lot of heroes on a long time, came up there ready to hit a lot of guys tonight and each one of them the mound and you know we went to stop and you know that's a when they came in the game got a slub and a lot of older guys especially very very offensive
the top of the Aggie
play at the top that make you nervous
and with the first four hitters in the lineup was really getting it done 14 with two order combining to go 9 for 5 runs and 2 RBI walks, 2 doubles 1 triple Braden Shoemake
from where we start
tonight. Here's number 3 hitter.
We feel a lot better to where we are right now. And so I'm better with the baseball that we're playing. Growth through, I think we've seen a lot of mound and definitely, I mean, 1 through 9 in the lineup.
Finished the night 2 for 2 with
defensively as well.
Shoemake. Now with the victory, 2 walks and 2 runs scored and 9 overall and 20. Braden and the guys improved to 28. Next up is a weekend series, 2 and 4 at home. With the Rangers and Astros got at Tennessee. Matt Moore tossed 7 back on the wind wagon last night. Tampa, as Texas beat the Rays solid innings in his return to Tampa, Moore, who spent his first 5-7-2. Now Moore said it was just like old time half seasons in Florida.
You know, it's sure. to expect. You know, there's nothing. You know, where everything's at. Mound. That's probably one of my just being on this that same. You know, just my more favorite mounds that down it. So you know for. Probably from staring for a good amount of time, but when the day starts, you know, and they I like knowing that you're going to play if they are, so it's always going to be.
Marked Morris first.
It's been good.
Rookie Isaiah Kiner-Falefa win with Texas. Meanwhile, going 4 for 5. Falefa had his biggest night in the big in their last 4 ball games. As the Rangers grabbed their 3rd win this afternoon at 12:10. We'll wrap up the series with the Rays. The Astros top the Mariners. The Trop. And Seattle having his worst outing of the year. Mariners 4-1 after having best last night, allowing 1. Righty Lance McCullers had his breaking out 11 over 7 inning run on 1 hit while
strong zone and field
to work.
Yeah, when you see him in his deliveries under control, his arms swing really good, and his still kind of comes together for him, and he swing is good. There's you know it all is so you know what comes first. He uses all of his pitch or the success like this, the confidence to do it. He was a real pitcher tonight that gets and then he builds on it. But you know we know it got outs in different ways, and that it was very encouraging. We know he can do it. He does a lot, but up against the lineup that is edging to see him, you know, go have to create some of your own. That is.
Mitchell McCullers is outing. Browns. And skipper A.J. Hinch to a slumping Houston offense. Ryan McCann provided some spark in the 6th. Game 3 is smacking a 2-run homer night at 9:10 at Safeco. The 4-game series is San Francisco. Look to stretch their first round. And the Houston Rockets to 2 games when they entertain on series lead over Minnesota. Houston picked up a hard-fought winning in the Timberwolves tonight before 101. Tip game 1 on Saturday, 101 Center. And that's been your morning office at 8:30 at the Toyota C Tractor on News Talks. Sports update brought to you by WTAW. I'm Zach. 1620 WT.
Tech City would like to invite you to
Taylor.
So one of the new Miele vacuums. Stop by our shop and try out number one by many leading. See why Miele is ranked number one. Filtration and depend magazines for cleaning ability. Being easy and enjoyable because dependability. They make vacuum. Miele vacuums have adjustable, are simple and reliable. Every type of flooring with ease. Adjustable power so you can clean it and take a Miele vacuum for a test. Stop by Sovac City today. You can always try it before you drive. Sovac City, where you come on down and see us. Buy it. Sovac City.
His Grace, the third. Come on out and race with us. Run, walk, the annual St. Thomas Aquinas Prayer Walk and Children. Pray 5K is Saturday, May 19th. Children's 1 mile will take place. Is the prayer walk. New this year, recorded in our prayer book, prayer intentions will be walk on St. Thomas Aquinas and prayed along the prayer walk and 5K church grounds. Super soft race t-shirt. Today, participants receive a ship, fun, and food. Join us for fellow Parish Ministries at St. Jude. Proceeds support online today at S. Thomas. Register.org. That's the 3ABCS.Aquinas Run Walk, 3rd Annual St. Thomas Aquinas Walk and Children's 1 Pray 5K, Pray 19th at St. Mile, Saturday, March, on Earl Rudder Free Thomas Aquinas Catholic Church. Come join in with Fellowship Way and College Station. Fun and food.
Join April 21st for the 35th Messina Hof Winery Saturday Festival. The estate will be buzzing. 4th Annual Wine and Roses Tasting. Art, food, grazing with local vendors, wine tasting. Visit MessinaHof.com stomping and so much more. For more information and to purchase .com/wineandroses for promo code FUN and save 10 ticket packages. Use prints, eat, drink, and stomp. 10% off pre-purchase ticket. Roses Festival Saturday, April at Messina Hof's Wine and Roses.
A couple of minutes.
April 21st.
WTAW. Can you imagine Walkville, New Stock 1620, double for fifting around with a broken leg?
Nope.
Apparently, it's 50 years.
Whoa.
Was doing that. The man was stuck. 70-year-old man in Wales. He had busted his leg when the x-ray revealed that AIDS ago.
My.
Leg 5 decades. The chronic pain. Retired steel worker thought of a motorcycle crash was a side effect that it was his femur tibia. Turned out bones.
Oh.
That had never been and fibula properly.
Wow.
Never fused back together. Hmm. Oh, by the way, so he. Yeah, I'm thinking so. In the next half hour, he's 70, coming up being old. signs that you're getting. And you guys are
alive.
Signs you're getting old. A lot closer to getting old than you.
Egg hurts.
You guys are alive.
Bed on Friday night at like ready to go to
Scott. Yeah. It doesn't make you old, it just makes you lose.
10.
Yep, exactly.
That
story about Chinese pubs. Going to have facial recognition public toilets and how they're going.
Public toilets?
Yeah, function features. Well, facial recognition. I don't know.
Public that toilets. Recognize you?
Yeah. What? But we'll.
You can't.
I don't know if that's from a gender thing. Or really? So we'll see. We'll
can't use this.
Yeah. 82 for a high temperature today. Find out about that.
All right.
80 to have northeast winds tonight. About they got a wind shift in the middle of the day. Going to rain on Sunday. 54, 76 tomorrow. 70% chance of rain. Today at Saturday, it looks like with a Brian Broadcasting Station. News 66 right now. W College chance to get free food. Talk 1620 WTA.
Station Brian.
WTAW News Time. It's 66 degrees. Time is 5 minutes after 6. Coming up after the news, we'll take a look at your forecast. See Tractor, your local, brought to you by W1 dealer in Bryan, award-winning Kubota and new home. I'm Chelsea Reber in Navasota. Good morning.
I mean, you also want the finest customer. My dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 10 to 11 a.m., experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, April 21st, learn about weed control in pastures. Controlling pasture weeds is one of the best ways to increase forage production for your livestock, and plant identification, product selection, timing, and methods and rates of application are all critically important. Come learn about it this week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Our backyards are our retreats, are our places to get away from hubbub and hassles. That assumes, of course, that we prepared those family spaces properly. I have some tips to help you maximize your enjoyment of your patio and backyard. I'll be back with details after this message. At Mueller, they believe in value. Their Value Plus buildings are pre-engineered and feature an easy-to-assemble, bolt-together design. Mueller's durable roofing panels are hail-resistant. They come backed with a 30-year limited paint warranty. But true value never stops at just a quality product at a reasonable price. It shows in the service you receive during your purchase and in how a company stands behind their product after the sale. At Mueller, they understand that buying a steel building or metal roof for your home can be a lifetime decision. Mueller provides assurance before, during, and for decades after your purchase. At Mueller, you simply get more. More for your money, more confidence in their company, which gives you more value. Call them today, 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-2-MUELLER. Or visit them online at MuellerInc.com. MuellerInc.com. If you're trying to improve your patio to make it a more enjoyable place, start by defining the area of your retreat. You need to identify where the patio is or where it should be, and how much of the area that surrounds it will need to be developed. When you and your family move outdoors for the summer, you're moving into a room. Just as you assign different areas of your indoors to being specific rooms, you need to do that with your landscape as well. Your patio may be adjacent to your back door. It might be at a remote site, on a slope, or next to a stream bed. That's your job to determine. Provide some form of privacy. Unless you overlook a lake or a mountainside, you probably don't want to see what's behind or beside you. Sure, you can erect a tall fence for that screen, and that may indeed be the best way. However, consider dense and tall shrubs. Best of the bunch, Nellie R. Stevens Holly, Mary Nell Holly, Oakland holly, Yopon holly in shrub form, and maybe Japanese ligustrum. It's winter tender in extreme cold, and it's pretty invasive. The invasive plant people aren't too thrilled with recommendations of that one. Old Chinese photinias are pretty good, but stay away from red tip photinias in your screen, and stay way away from golden bamboo. It's too invasive. It's horrible. Provide a good surface. If you're going to be walking, dining, or dancing the polka on your patio, it's going to have a smooth surface. Concrete is an option, but consider a specialized concrete like stamped, patterned, or some other type of special form. Interlocking paving stones are spectacular, or you could use hard-fired brick pavers. Epoxy-coated stones certainly an option, especially on decks or sloping areas. And you want to figure 100 to 200 square feet per family member as you lay out the space. Provide shade and other forms of cooling. You're expecting people to spend time or a nice shade tree to expect them to do so during the summer. A patio roof or an arbor beside, shadows are a lot cooler than sunbeams come summertime. The cover, if you choose one, shouldn't stop the flow of air across the patio. Shade trees, should that be your direction, should be tidy. Large crepe myrtles, for example, are excellent for smaller spaces, but you'll need to plant them far enough out so the flowers don't drop all over the patio all summer long. Eliminate pests that want to share the same space. If it's your brother-in-law, change the locks, don't answer the phone. But if it's mosquitoes, there are some fogging devices that put out citronella products that can help. Or you can also put a fan in, and that will move the air around, and that will help as well. Use container plants, good patio furniture, kitchens. Oh, I'm Neil Sperry. Dazzling Daisies in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan in Navasota. Good morning at 6:52. We'll make it seven in a row for Fighting Texas Aggie baseball. The 14th-ranked guys rallied to edge Texas State last night 7-5, capping off a successful eight-game homestand. Here's Coach Rob Childress following the win.
Well, it was a hard-fought game. I mean, Texas State is coming off a weekend in which they went on the road and swept Georgia State, and they're feeling really confident, and, you know, it was a back-and-forth heavyweight fight. A lot of punches thrown tonight, especially, you know, from the first round on. I mean, they score on a two-run homer. We come right back, and, you know, We'll get a big two-out hit and end up answering back with three. Chandler Morris hadn't played an awful long time, came up there ready to hit, and had a lot of heroes on the mound. And, you know, we went to a lot of guys tonight, and each one of them, when they came in the game, got us a stop. And, you know, that's a very, very offensive club. A lot of older guys, especially at the top, that make you nervous.
The top of the Aggie lineup was really getting it done, with the first four hitters in the order combining to go 9 for 14 with two walks, two doubles, one triple, five runs, and two RBI. Here's number three hitter, Braden Shoemake.
From where we started to where we are right now, we feel a lot better with the baseball that we're playing. So I think we've seen a lot of growth one through nine in the lineup, on the mound, and definitely defensively as well.
Shoemake finished the night 2 for 2 with two walks and two runs scored. Now with the victory, Braden and the guys improved to 28-9 overall and 22-4 at home. Next up is a weekend series at Tennessee. Both the Rangers and Astros got back on the win wagon last night. Matt Moore tossed seven solid innings in his return to Tampa as Texas beat the Rays 7-2. Now Moore, who spent his first 5.5 seasons in Florida, said it was just like old times.
Sure. You know what to expect. You know, there's no, you know where everything's at. And just being on that same mound, that's probably one of my favorite mounds, that, you know, just probably from staring down it, so, you know, for a good amount of time. I like knowing that you're going to play when the day starts, you know, and the elements are always going to be what they are. So it's been good.
And marked Moore's first win with Texas. Meanwhile, rookie Isaiah Kiner-Falefa had his biggest night in the bigs, going 4 for 5 as the Rangers grabbed their third win in their last four ball games. We'll wrap up the series with the Rays this afternoon at 12:10 at the Trop. In Seattle, the Astros topped the Mariners 4-1. After having his worst outing of the year, righty Lance McCullers had his best last night, allowing one run on one hit while striking out 11 over seven innings of work.
Yeah, when you see him in the zone and feeling really good, and his delivery is under control, his arm swing is good, there's, you know, it all kind of comes together for him, and he uses all of his pitches. So, you know, what comes first, the confidence to do it, or the success like this, and then he builds on it. But, you know, he was a real pitcher tonight that got outs in different ways, and that we know he can do it. He does it a lot, but it was very encouraging to see him, you know, go up against a lineup that is. You have to create some of your own outs.
And skipper A.J. Hinch on McCullers' outing. Brian McCann provided some spark to a slumping Houston offense, smacking a two-run homer in the sixth. Game 3 of the four-game series is set for tonight at 9:10 at Safeco. And the Houston Rockets look to stretch their first-round series lead over Minnesota to 2 games when they entertain the Timberwolves tonight. Houston picked up a hard-fought win in Game 1 on Saturday, 104-101. Tip-off is at 8:30 at the Toyota Center. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by WC Tractor on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Sovac City would like to invite you to stop by our shop and try out one of the new Miele vacuums and see why Miele is ranked number one by many leading magazines for cleaning ability, filtration, and dependability. They make vacuuming easy and enjoyable because they're simple and reliable. Miele vacuums have adjustable power so you can clean every type of flooring with ease. Stop by Sovac City today and take a Miele vacuum for a test drive. Sovac City, where you can always try it before you buy it. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Come on out and race with His Grace. The third annual St. Thomas Aquinas Run, Walk, Pray 5K, Prayer Walk, and Children's 1 Mile will take place Saturday, May 19th. New this year is the Prayer Walk. Prayer intentions will be recorded in our prayer books and prayed along the walk on St. Thomas Aquinas Church grounds. Prayer Walk and 5K participants receive a super soft race t-shirt. Join us for fellowship, fun, and food. Proceeds support parish ministries at St. Thomas. Register online today at stabcs.org. That's the third annual St. Thomas Aquinas Run, Walk, Pray 5K, Prayer Walk, and Children's 1 Mile. Saturday, May 19th at St. Thomas Aquinas Catholic Church on Earl Rudder Freeway in College Station. Come join in with fellowship, fun, and food.
Join Messina Hoff Winery Saturday, April 21st for the 34th Annual Wine and Roses Festival. The estate will be buzzing with local vendors, wine tasting, art, food, grape stomping, and so much more. Visit messinahoff.com/wineandroses for more information and to purchase ticket packages. Use promo code FUN and save 10% off pre-purchase tickets. Eat, drink, and stomp at Messina Hoff's Wine and Roses Festival Saturday, April 21st.
A couple of minutes still. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Can you imagine walking around with a broken leg for 50 years?
Whoa.
Nope.
Apparently a 70-year-old man in Wales was doing that. The man was stunned when the x-ray revealed that he had busted his leg 5 decades ago.
My.
Retired steel worker thought the chronic pain was a side effect of a motorcycle crash. Turned out that it was his femur, tibia, and fibula bones.
Oh,
that had never fused back together properly.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm thinking so. Hmm. Oh, by the way, so he's 70. Coming up in the next half hour, signs that you're getting old. Signs you're getting old. And you guys are
my
a lot,
leg hurts.
You guys are a lot closer to getting old than you think.
Oh,
I'm ready
thanks,
to go to
Scott.
Bed yeah. on Friday night at like 10.
Yep, exactly.
That doesn't make you old. It just makes you a loser.
We yeah. have a story about Chinese public toilets and how they're going to have facial recognition features.
Public toilets?
Yeah, public
that
toilets.
That recognize you?
Yeah, well, facial recognition, I don't know if that's from a gender thing or what, but we'll...
You can't use this.
Yeah, really. So we'll see. We'll find out about that.
All right.
82 for a high temperature today. Got a wind shift in the middle of the day to have northeast winds tonight, about 54, 76 tomorrow. Going to rain on Sunday, Saturday, it looks like, with a 70% chance of rain. 66 right now. A Brian Broadcasting Station. News Talk 1620, WTAW. College chance to get free food.
Station Brian.
WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 66 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber.
You also want the finest customers. Since plumbing problems never my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And you want 24 hours for pop-up at opportune time. Call my dad, the real 24 service. Don't worry, you can call me 731-15-4-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing.com, Ed Phillips 800, or click Ed Phillips Valley for over 10 years. Plumbing serving the Brazos Valley.
And I'll be back with today's Hi, this is Neil Sperry. A word from our sponsor and friend, Plant Talk Texas, right after
Producer Saturday classes are back.
Ends at Producers.
Purdue Fireplace. Each week from in session in the Ag Center by the will cover a variety of topics. 10 to 11 a.m. Expert Gardener. Producer Saturdays for the ag producer and the home, and they're free. This Saturday classes, they're educational. Controlling pastures. Controlling April 21st. Learn about weed kits to increase forage production for your pasture weeds is one of the best ways. Patient product selection, timing, and livestock and plant identification are all critically important. Combine methods and rates of application are producers on Texas. Learn about it this week at Producer of 21.
Our backyard
Avenue in Bryan, just north of
places to get away from hub yards or our retreats are. That assumes, of course, that we prepare pub and hassles. I have some tips to help you merit those family spaces proper your patio and backyard. Maximize your enjoyment of after this message. I'll be back with details at value. Their value at Mueller, they believe in veneered and feature an easy-to-plus buildings or pre-engineered line. Mueller's dura-assemble, bolt-together design resistant. They come back with durable roofing panels or hail warranty. But true value, 30-year limited paint warranty. Just a quality product at a re you never stops at Joe's, and the service you receive reasonable price. It shows in how a company stands behind during your purchase and ale. At Mueller, they end their product after the sale. Building or metal roof for your home. Understand that buying a steel engine, Mueller provides a home can be a lifetime decision. And for decades, after insurance, before, during, Mueller, you simply get more for your purchase. At Mueller, more confidence in their, more for your money, more value. Call their company, which gives you 872-MUELLER. Call them today, 877-2-MUELLER. Or Mueller. That's 877-INC.com. Visit them online at Mueller, E-R-I-N-C-M-U-E-L-L-E. If you're trying to improve, C.com. Enjoyable place. Start by your patio to make it a more your retreat. You need to defining the area of your or where it should be and how to identify where the patio is will need to be developed. How much of the area that surrounds it outdoors for the summer you're moving when you and your family move out just as you assign different areas into a room. Specific rooms you need to do areas of your indoors to being well. Your patio that with your landscape as well. Door might be at a remote CO, maybe adjacent to your back dream bed. That's your job to hide on a slope or next to a provide some form of privacy to determine. Mountainside you probably don't want to see unless you overlook a lake or you. Sure, you can erect to see what's behind or beside, and that may indeed be the best tall fence for that screen. Consider dense and tall shrubs way. However, consider our Stevens Holly, Mary's Best of the Bunch, Nelly Holly, Yopon Nell Holly, Oakland, and maybe Japanese Ligus Holly in shrub form. And cold, and it's pretty invasive. It's winter tender and extreme plant people aren't too thrilled. The invasive, that one. Old Child, with recommendations of good, but stay away from red. Chinese photinias are pretty good, and stay way away from photinias in your screen. It's too invasive. It's from golden bamboo. Find a good surface if you're going to be horrible. Providing the polka on your patio, it's walking, dining, or dance. Concrete is an option, but going to have a smooth surface. Create like stamped pattern. Consider a specialized kind of special form or some other type of spectacular, or you could use interlocking paving stones or epoxy coated stones, hard-fired brick paver. Certainly an option, especially on decks or and you want to figure 100 to sloping areas. Family member, as you lay out the 200 square feet, perfect. Provide shade and other form space. Protecting people to spend time in terms of cooling. You expect them to do so during the summer or a nice shade tree to the patio roof or an arbor. A lot cooler than sun beside. Shadows or the cover if you choose beams come summertime. Across the patio, shade tree one shouldn't stop the flow of air and should be tidy. Should that be your direction or excellent for smaller spaces? Large crepe myrtles, for example, if out, so the flowers, but you'll need to plant them far enough all summer long. Don't drop all over the patio or the same space. If it's eliminate pests that want to share, don't answer the phone. But if it's Mr. Brother-in-law, change the locks to some fogging devices that mosquitoes. There are products that can help. Or out citronella product in, and that will move the air. Or you can also put a fan. Use container plants around, and that will help as well. Kitchens off. Good patio furniture. Dazzling daisies in our next. I'm Neil Sperry. Program. Until then, happy garden.
Good morning, sports fan. Morning sports update on News Talk. I'm Zach Taylor with your TAW. This Fox 1620 WC Tractor. Your local award sports update is brought to you by W and Brian in Navasota. Winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. We'll make it 7 in a row. Good morning at 6:52. Baseball. The 14th ranked row for Fighting Texas Aggie Bay State last night, 7-5. Guys rallied to edge Texas full 8-game homestand, capping off a successful win.
Well, it was a hard-fought game.
Here's Coach Rob Childress following the win.
A weekend in which they went on the road. I mean, Texas State is coming off. They're feeling really confident. They swept Georgia State and heavyweight fight. A lot of punches thrown. And, you know, it was a back and forth from the first round on. I mean, tonight especially, you know, come right back and you know, they score on a two-run homer. We get a big two-out hit, you know. Three Chandler Morris hadn't played an awful and end up answering back with it and had a lot of heroes on a long time, came up there ready to hit. A lot of guys tonight and each one of them the mound. And you know, we went to the stop and you know that's a when they came in the game, got us love. A lot of older guys, especially very, very offensive.
The top of the Aggie
play at the top that make you nervous.
And with the first four hitters in the lineup was really getting it done. 14 with two walk order combining to go 9 for 5 runs and 2 RBI walks, 2 doubles, 1 triple. Braden Shoemake.
From where we start.
Tonight, here's number three hitter.
We feel a lot better to where we are right now. And so I'm better with the baseball that we're playing. Growth through, I think we've seen a lot of mound and definitely, one through nine in the lineup. On the
finish the night 2 for 2 with
defensively as well.
Shoemake board now with the victory. 2 walks and 2 runs scored and 9 overall and 20. Braden and the guys improved to 28. Next up is a weekend series, 2-4 at home. The Rangers and Astros got in Tennessee. Matt Moore tossed 7 back on the wind wagon last night. Tampa, as Texas beat the Rays solid innings in his return to Tampa. Moore, who spent his first 5-7-2. Now Moore said it was just like old times, half seasons in Florida.
You know, it's sure. to expect. You know, there's nothing. You know where everything's at. Mount. That's probably one of my just being on this that same. You know, just my more favorite mounds that down it. So you know for. Probably from staring for a good amount of time, but when the day starts, you know, and I like knowing that you're going to play if they are. So it's always going to be.
Marked Morris first.
It's been good.
Rookie Isaiah Kiner-Falefa win with Texas. Meanwhile, going 4-5. Falefa had his biggest night in the big in their last 4 ball games.
as the Rangers grab their third win this afternoon at 12:10. They'll wrap up the series with the Rays. The Astros top the Mariners at the Trop. NC having his worst outing of the year. Mariners 4-1 after having best last night, allowing one. Righty Lance McCullers had his breaking out 11 over 7 inning run on one hit while striking
zone and field
to work.
Yeah, when you see him in the deliveries under control, his arm swing really good, and his still kind of comes together for him, and he swing is good. There's, you know, it all is. So, you know, what comes first? He uses all of his pitch, or the success like this, the confidence to do it. He was a real pitcher tonight that gets, and then he builds on it. But, you know, we know it got outs in different ways, and that it was very encouraging. We know he can do it. He does a lot. But up against the lineup that is judging to see him, you know, go have to create some of your own.
Mitchell McCullers is outing. Browns and skipper A.J. Hinch to a slumping Houston offense. Ryan McCann provided some spark in the sixth. Game three is smacking a two-run homer tonight at 9:10. Safeco, the four-game series, is Sanford and Nuggets look to stretch their first round. And the Houston Rockets to two games when they entertained on series lead over Minnesota. Houston picked up a hard-fought winning in the Timberwolves tonight before 101. Tip game one on Saturday, 101 Center. And that's been your morning office at 8:30 at the Toyota C Tractor on News Talk Sports Update, brought to you by WTAW. I'm Zach. 1620 WTAW.
Tech City would like to invite you to
Taylor.
So that one of the new Miele vacuums. Stop by our shop and try out number one by many leading. See why Miele is ranked number filtration and magazines for cleaning ability. Being easy and enjoyable because dependability. They make vacuum. Miele vacuums have adjusters, simple and reliable. Every type of flooring with ease. Adjustable power so you can clean air and take a Miele vacuum for a test. Stop by Sovac City today. You can always try it before you drive. Sovac City, where you come on down and see us. Buy it. Sovac City.
His Grace, the third. Come on out and race with us. Run, walk, the annual St. Thomas Aquinas Prayer Walk and Children Pray 5K. Saturday, May 19th. Children's 1 mile will take place. Is the prayer walk. New this year, recorded in our prayer book, prayer intentions will be walk on St. Thomas Aquinas and prayed along the prayer walk and five Kennish church grounds. Super soft race t-shirt. Pay participants receive a chip, fun, and food. Join us for fellow Sherish Ministries at St. Thomas. Proceeds support online today at sthomas. Register.org. That's the 3ABCS.RunWalk, 3rd Annual St. Thomas Aquinas Walk and Children's 1 Pray 5K, May 19th at St. Mile. Saturday, March on Earl Ritter Free Thomas Aquinas Catholic Church. Come join in with Fellowship Way and College Station. Fun and food.
Join April 21st for the 30th Messina Hoff Winery Saturday Festival. The estate will be buzzed. 4th Annual Wine and Roses Festing. Art, food, grazing with local vendors, wine tasting. Visit MessinaHoff.com. Stomping and so much more. For more information and to purchase .com/wineandroses for promo code FUN and save 10 ticket packages. Use points. Eat, drink, and stomp. 10% off pre-purchase ticket. Roses Festival Saturday, April at Messina Hoff's Wine and Roses.
A couple of minutes.
April 21st.
WTAW. Can you imagine Walkville, Newstalk 1620, double leg for fifking around with a broken leg?
Nope.
Apparently, it's 50 years.
Whoa.
Was doing that. The man was stuck. 70-year-old man in Wales. He had busted his leg when the x-ray revealed that AIDS ago.
My.
Leg 5 decades. Chronic pain. Retired steel worker thought of a motorcycle crash was a side effect that it was his femur crash. Turned out bones.
Oh.
That had nephrobia and fibula properly.
Wow.
Never fused back together. Hmm. Oh, by the way, so he... Yeah, I'm thinking so. In the next half hour, he's 70, coming up being old. signs that you're getting... And you guys are...
My leg.
Signs you're getting old. A lot closer to getting old than you...
Leg hurts.
You guys are...
Bed
yeah.
on Friday night at like...
Oh,
ready
thanks,
to go to
Scott. Yeah. It doesn't make you old, it just makes you lose.
10.
Yep, exactly.
That
story about Chinese
pups.
We yeah. have a... Going to have facial recognition public toilets and how they're going.
Public toilets?
Yeah, function features. Well, facial recognition. I don't know.
Public that toilets. Recognize you?
Yeah. What? But we'll.
You can't.
I don't know if that's from a gender thing. Or, really? So we'll see. We'll
can't use this.
Yeah. 82 for a high temperature today. Find out about that.
All right.
80. They have northeast winds tonight. About they got a wind shift in the middle of the day. Going to rain on Sunday. 54. 76 tomorrow. 70% chance of rain. Saturday, it looks like with the Brian Broadcasting Station. News 66 right now. W College. Chance to get free food. Talk 1620 WTA.
Station Brian.
WTAW News Time. Texas. It's 66 degrees. Time is 5 minutes after 6. Coming up after the news, we'll take a look at your forecast. See Tractor, your local, brought to you by WN dealer in Bryan, award-winning Kubota in New Holland. I'm Chelsea Reber in Navasota. Good morning.
You also want the finest cut. iDat, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 10 to 11 a.m., experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, April 21st, learn about weed control in pastures. Controlling pasture weeds is one of the best ways to increase forage production for your livestock, and plant identification, product selection, timing, and methods and rates of application are all critically important. Come learn about it this week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Our backyards or our retreats are our places to get away from hubbub and hassles. That assumes, of course, that we prepared those family spaces properly. I have some tips to help you maximize your enjoyment of your patio and backyard. I'll be back with details after this message. At Mueller, they believe in value. Their Value Plus buildings are pre-engineered and feature an easy-to-assemble, bolt-together design. Mueller's durable roofing panels are hail-resistant. They come back with a 30-year limited paint warranty. But true value never stops at just a quality product at a reasonable price. It shows in the service you receive during your purchase and in how a company stands behind their product after the sale. At Mueller, they understand that buying a steel building or metal roof for your home can be a lifetime decision. Mueller provides assurance before, during, and for decades after your purchase. At Mueller, you simply get more. More for your money, more confidence in their company, which gives you more value. Call them today, 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-2-MUELLER. Or visit them online at MuellerInc.com. MuellerInc.com. If you're trying to improve your patio to make it a more enjoyable place, start by defining the area of your retreat. You need to identify where the patio is or where it should be, and how much of the area that surrounds it will need to be developed. When you and your family move outdoors for the summer, you're moving into a room. Just as you assign different areas of your indoors to being specific rooms, you need to do that with your landscape as well. Your patio may be adjacent to your back door. It might be at a remote site, on a slope, or next to a stream bed. That's your job to determine. Provide some form of privacy. Unless you overlook a lake or a mountainside, you probably don't want to see what's behind or beside you. Sure, you can erect a tall fence for that screen, and that may indeed be the best way. However, consider dense and tall shrubs. Best of the bunch, Nellie R. Stevens Holly, Mary Nell Holly, Oakland Holly, Yopon Holly in shrub form, and maybe Japanese ligustrum. It's winter tender in extreme cold, and it's pretty invasive. The invasive plant people aren't too thrilled with recommendations of that one. Old Chinese photinias are pretty good, but stay away from red-tip photinias in your screen, and stay way away from golden bamboo. It's too invasive. It's horrible. Provide a good surface. If you're going to be walking, dining, or dancing the polka on your patio, it's going to have a smooth surface. Concrete is an option, but consider a specialized concrete like stamped, patterned, or some other type of special form. Interlocking paving stones are spectacular, or you could use hard-fired brick pavers. Epoxy-coated certainly an option, especially on decks or sloping areas. And you want to figure 100 to 200 square feet per family member as you lay out the space. Provide shade and other forms of cooling. You're expecting people to spend time or a nice shade tree to expect them to do so during the summer. A patio roof or an arbor beside, shadows are a lot cooler than sunbeams come summertime. The cover, if you choose one, shouldn't stop the flow of air across the patio. Shade trees, should that be your direction, should be tidy. Large crepe myrtles, for example, are excellent for smaller spaces, but you'll need to plant them far enough out so the flowers don't drop all over the patio all summer long. Eliminate pests that want to share the same space. If it's your brother-in-law, change the locks, don't answer the phone. But if it's mosquitoes, there are some fogging devices that put out citronella products that can help. Or you can also put a fan in, and that will move the air around, and that will help as well. Use container plants, good patio furniture, kitchens. Aw, I'm Neil Sperry. Dazzling Daisies in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan in Navasota. Good morning at 6:52. We'll make it seven in a row for Fighting Texas Aggie baseball. The 14th-ranked guys rallied to edge Texas State last night 7-5, capping off a successful 8-game homestand. Here's Coach Rob Childress following the win.
Well, it was a hard-fought game. I mean, Texas State is coming off a weekend in which they went on the road and swept Georgia State, and they're feeling really confident, and, you know, it was a back-and-forth heavyweight fight. A lot of punches thrown tonight, especially, you know, from the first round on. I mean, they score on a two-run homer. We come right back, and, you know, we get a big two-out hit and end up answering back with three. Chandler Morris hadn't played an awful long time, came up there ready to hit, and had a lot of heroes on the mound. And, you know, we went to a lot of guys tonight, and each one of them, when they came in the game, got us a stop. And, you know, that's a very, very offensive club. A lot of older guys, especially at the top, that make you nervous.
The top of the Aggie lineup was really getting it done, with the first four hitters in the order combining to go 9-for-14 with two walks, two doubles, one triple, five runs, and two RBI. Here's number three hitter, Braden Shoemake.
From where we started to where we are right now, we feel a lot better with the baseball that we're playing. So I think we've seen a lot of growth through, I mean, 1-9 in the lineup, on the mound, and definitely defensively as well.
Shoemake finished the night 2-for-2 with two walks and two runs scored. Now with the victory, Braden and the guys improved to 28-9 overall and 22-4 at home. Next up is a weekend series at Tennessee. Both the Rangers and Astros got back on the win wagon last night. Matt Moore tossed seven solid innings in his return to Tampa as Texas beat the Rays 7-2. Now Moore, who spent his first 5.5 seasons in Florida, said it was just like old times.
Sure. You know what to expect. You know, there's no, you know where everything's at. And just being on that same mound, that's probably one of my more favorite mounds that, you know, just probably from staring down it, so, you know, for a good amount of time. But I like knowing that you're going to play when the day starts, you know, and the elements are always going to be what they are. So it's been good.
And marked Moore's first win with Texas. Meanwhile, rookie Isaiah Kiner-Falefa had his biggest night in the bigs, going 4-for-5 as the Rangers grabbed their third win in their last four ball games. They'll wrap up the series with the Rays this afternoon at 12:10 at the Trop. In Seattle, the Astros topped the Mariners 4-1. After having his worst outing of the year, righty Lance McCullers had his best last night, allowing one run on one hit while striking out 11 over seven innings of work.
Yeah, when you see him in the zone and feeling really good, and his delivery is under control, his arm swing is good, there's, you know, it all kind of comes together for him, and he uses all of his pitches. So, you know, what comes first, the confidence to do it, or the success like this, and then he builds on it. But, you know, he was a real pitcher tonight that got outs in different ways, and that we know he can do it. He does it a lot, but it was very encouraging to see him, you know, go up against a lineup that is. You have to create some of your own outs.
And skipper A.J. Hinch on McCullers' outing. Brian McCann provided some spark to a slumping Houston offense, smacking a two-run homer in the sixth. Game three of the four-game series is set for tonight at 9:10 at Safeco. And the Houston Rockets look to stretch their first-round series lead over Minnesota to two games when they entertain the Timberwolves tonight. Houston picked up a hard-fought win in Game 1 on Saturday, 104-101. Tip-off is at 8:30 at the Toyota Center. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by WC Tractor on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Sovac City would like to invite you to stop by our shop and try out one of the new Miele vacuums and see why Miele is ranked number one by many leading magazines for cleaning ability, filtration, and dependability. They make vacuuming easy and enjoyable because they're simple and reliable. Miele vacuums have adjustable power so you can clean every type of flooring with ease. Stop by Sovac City today and take a Miele vacuum for a test drive. Sovac City, where you can always try it before you buy it. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Come on out and race with His Grace, the The third annual St. Thomas Aquinas Run, Walk, Pray 5K, Prayer Walk, and Children's 1 Mile will take place Saturday, May 19th. New this year is the Prayer Walk. Prayer intentions will be recorded in our prayer books and prayed along the walk on St. Thomas Aquinas Church grounds. Prayer Walk and 5K participants receive a super soft race t-shirt. Join us for fellowship, fun, and food. Proceeds support parish ministries at St. Thomas. Register online today at stabcs.org. That's the third annual St. Thomas Aquinas Run, Walk, Pray 5K, Prayer Walk, and Children's 1 Mile. Saturday, May 19th at St. Thomas Aquinas Catholic Church on Earl Ritter Freeway in College Station. Come join in with fellowship, fun, and food.
Join Messina Hoff Winery Saturday, April 21st for the 34th Annual Wine and Roses Festival. The estate will be buzzing with local vendors, wine tasting, art, food, grape stomping, and so much more. Visit messinahoff.com/wineandroses for more information and to purchase ticket packages. Use promo code FUN and save 10% off pre-purchase tickets. Eat, drink, and stomp at Messina Hoff's Wine and Roses Festival Saturday, April 21st.
A couple of minutes still. Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Can you imagine walking around with a broken leg for 50 years?
Whoa.
Nope.
Apparently a 70-year-old man in Wales was doing that. The man was stunned when the x-ray revealed that he had busted his leg 5 decades ago.
My.
Retired steel worker thought the chronic pain was a side effect of a motorcycle crash. Turned out that it was his femur, tibia, and fibula bones.
Oh.
That had never fused back together properly.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm thinking so. Hmm. Oh, by the way, so he's 70. Coming up in the next half hour, signs that you're getting old. Signs you're getting old. And you guys are...
My leg hurts.
You guys are a lot closer to getting old than you think.
Oh,
I'm ready to go to
Scott.
Bed on Friday night at like 10.
Yep, exactly.
That doesn't make you old. It just makes you a loser.
We have a story about Chinese public toilets and how they're going to have facial recognition features.
Public toilets?
Yeah, public
that
toilets.
That recognize you?
Yeah, well, facial recognition, I don't know if that's from a gender thing or what, but we'll...
You can't use this.
Yeah, really. So we'll see. We'll find out about that.
All right.
82 for a high temperature today. Got a wind shift in the middle of the day to have northeast winds tonight, about 54, 76 tomorrow. Going to rain on Saturday, it looks like, with a 70% chance of rain. 66 right now. A Brian Broadcasting Station. Newstalk 1620 WTAW. College chance to get free food.
Station Brian.
WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 66 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber.
You also want the finest cut. Since plumbing problems never my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And you want 24 hours for pop-up at opportune time. Call my dad, the real 24 service. Don't worry, you can call me 731-15-4-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing.com, Ed Phillips 800, or click Ed Phillips Valley for over 10 years. Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley.
And I'll be back with today's Hi, this is Neil Sperry. A word from our sponsor and friend, Plant Talk Texas, right after a...
Producer Saturday classes are back.
Ends at Producers.
Purdue Fireplace. Each week from concession in the Ag Center by the... We'll cover a variety of topics. 10 to 11 a.m. Expert Gardener. Producer Saturdays for the ag producer and the home, and they're free. This Saturday classes, they're educational. Controlling pastures. Controlling April 21st. Learn about weed kits to increase forage production for your pasture weeds is one of the best ways. Patient product selection, timing, and livestock and plant identification are all critically important. Common methods and rates of application are producers on Texas. Learn about it this week at Producer of 21.
Our backyard
Avenue in Bryan, just north of
places to get away from hub yards or our retreats are. That assumes, of course, that we prepare club and hassles. Really, I have some tips to help you merit those family spaces, prop your patio and backyard. Maximize your enjoyment of you after this message. I'll be back with details at value. Their value at Mueller, they believe in veneered and feature an easy-to-plus buildings or pre-engineered line. Mueller's DuraSemble bolt-together design resistant. They come back to the durable roofing panels or hail guarantee. But True Value 30-year limited paint warranty. Just a quality product at a reason you never stops at Joe's, and the service you receive reasonable price. It shows in how a company stands behind during your purchase and deal. At Mueller, they end their product after the sale. Building or metal roof for your home. Understand that buying a steel engine, Mueller provides a home can be a lifetime decision. And for decades, after insurance, before, during, Mueller, you simply get more for your purchase. At Mueller, more confidence in their, more for your money, more value. Call your company, which gives you 872-MUELLER. Call them today, 877-2-MUELLER. Or Mueller. That's 877-INC.com. Visit them online at Mueller, E-R-I-N-C-M-U-E-L-L-E. If you're trying to improve, C.com. Enjoyable place, start by your patio to make it a more your retreat. You need to defining the area of your or where it should be and how to identify where the patio is will need to be developed. How much of the area that surrounds it outdoors for the summer you're moving when you and your family move out, just as you assign different areas into a room. Specific rooms you need to do areas of your indoors to being well. Your patio, do that with your landscape as well. Door, it might be at a remote patio, maybe adjacent to your back dream bed. That's your job to hide on a slope or next to a provide some form of privacy to determine. Mountainside, you probably don't want to see unless you overlook a lake or you. Sure, you can erect to see what's behind or beside, and that may indeed be the best tall fence for that screen. And consider dense and tall shrubs way. However, consider R. Stevens Holly, Mary's Best of the Bunch, Nell Holly, Yopon Nell Holly, Oakland, and maybe Japanese Ligustre Holly in shrub form. In cold, and it's pretty invasive. It's winter tender and extreme plant people aren't too thrilled. Invasive. The invasive, that one. Old child with recommendations of good, but stay away from red. Chinese photinias are pretty good. And stay way away from photinias in your screen. It's too invasive. It's from golden bamboo. Provide a good surface if you're going to be horrible. Providing the polka on your patio. It's walking, dining, or dance. Concrete is an option, but going to have a smooth surface. Create like stamped pattern. Consider a specialized kind of special form. Or some other type of spectacular, or you could use interlocking paving stones or epoxy coated stones, hard fired brick paver. It's certainly an option, especially on decks or. And you want to figure 100 to sloping areas. Family member, as you lay out the 200 square feet, perfect. Provide shade and other form space. Protecting people to spend time in terms of cooling. You expect them to do so during the summer or a nice shade tree to the patio roof or an arbor. A lot cooler than sun beside. Shadows or the cover if you choose Williams come summertime. Across the patio, shade tree. One shouldn't stop the flow of air. It should be tidy. Should that be your direction? Are excellent for smaller spaces. Large crepe myrtles, for example, if out, so the flowers, but you'll need to plant them far enough all summer long. Don't drop all over the patio. They're the same space. If it's eliminate pests that want to share, don't answer the phone. But if it's Mr. Brother-in-law, change the locks to some fogging devices that put mosquitoes. There are products that can help. Or put out citronella product in, and that will move the air. Or you can also put a fan. Use container plants around, and that will help as well. Kitchens, aw. Good patio furniture. Dazzling daisies in our next. I'm Neil Sperry. Program. Until then, happy garden.
Good morning, sports fan. Morning sports update on News Talk. I'm Zach Taylor with your TAW. This Fox 1620 WC Tractor. Your local award warts update is brought to you by W and Brian in Navasota. Winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. We'll make it 7 in a row. Good morning at 6:52. Baseball, the 14th ranked row for fighting Texas Aggie Bay State last night. 7-5. Guys rallied to edge Texas for 8-game homestand. Capping off a successful win.
Well, it was a hard-fought game.
Here's Coach Rob Childress following the
weekend in which they went on the road. I mean, Texas State is coming off. They're feeling really confident. They swept Georgia State and heavyweight fight. A lot of punches thrown. And, you know, it was a back and forth from the first round on. I mean, tonight especially, you know, come right back and you know, they score on a two-run homer. We get a big two-out hit. You know, Reed Chandler Morris hadn't played an awful end up answering back with it and had a lot of heroes on a long time, came up there ready to hit a lot of guys tonight and each one of them the mound and you know we went to stop and you know that's a when they came in the game got a slub a lot of older guys especially very very offensive
the top of the Aggie
play at the top that make you nervous
and with the first four hitters in the lineup was really getting it done 14 with two walk order combining to go 9 for 5 runs and 2 RBI walks, 2 doubles 1 triple Braden Shoemake
from where we start.
Tonight,
Here's number three hitter.
We feel a lot better to where we are right now. And so I'm better with the baseball that we're playing. Growth through, I think we've seen a lot of mound and definitely, I mean, 1-9 in the lineup.
Finished the night 2-for-2 with
defensively as well.
Shoemaker board now with the victory. 2 walks and 2 runs scored and 9 overall and 20. Braden and the guys improved to 28. Next up is a weekend series, 2-4 at home. With the Rangers and Astros got at Tennessee. Matt Moore tossed 7 back on the win wagon last night. Tampa, as Texas beat the Rangers, solid innings in his return to Tampa. Moore, who spent his first 5-7-2. Now Moore said it was just like old time, half seasons in Florida.
You know, it's sure. to expect. You know, there's nothing. You know where everything's at. Mound. That's probably one of my just being on this that same. You know, just my more favorite mounds that down it. So you know, for probably from staring for a good amount of time. But when the day starts, you know, and the I like knowing that you're going to play if they are. So it's always going to be.
And marked Moore's first.
It's been good.
Rookie Isaiah Kiner-Falefa win with Texas. Meanwhile, going 4-for-5. Falefa had his biggest night in the big in their last 4 ball games. As the Rangers grabbed their 3rd win this afternoon at 12:10. They'll wrap up the series with the Rays. The Astros top the Mariners. The Trop. And Seattle having his worst outing of the year. Mariners 4-1 after having best last night, allowing 1. Righty Lance McCullers had his breaking out 11 over 7 inning run on 1 hit. While
zone and field
to work.
Yeah, when you see him in the delivery's under control, his arm's looking really good, and his still kind of comes together for him, and his swing is good. There's, you know, it all changes. So, you know, what comes first? He uses all of his pitch. Or the success like this, the confidence to do it. He was a real pitcher tonight that gets, and then he builds on it. But, you know, we know it got outs in different ways, and that it was very encouraging. We know he can do it. He does a lot. But up against the lineup that is edging to see him, you know, go have to create some of your own.
Mitchell McCullers' outing brought and skipper AJ Hinch to a slumping Houston offense. Ryan McCann provided some spark in the 6th. Game 3 is smacking a 2-run homer night at 9:10. Safeco, the 4-game series is separate in tickets. Look to stretch their first round. And the Houston Rockets to 2 games when they entertained on series lead over Minnesota. Houston picked up a hard fought winning in the Timberwolves tonight before 101. Tip game 1 on Saturday, 101 Center.